to the phone lines. Joe is going to be next in Kansas. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, hello.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. I have a two-part question here. The first part is I run a lot of off-road and a lot of mud and gravel and stuff. What is or where can I find the rig that'll tell me the distance between the bottom of my mud flap and the road surface, the shortest I can run my mud flaps so they don't get ripped off?
Very good question. All right, Sergeant Brokaw, what do you think?
Well, you're going to have to do a lot of hunting on that one because that's going to be from state to state. The safety regulations really don't address the distance on mud flaps. Matter of fact, safety regulations don't even say anything about mud flaps.
Oh, goodness sake. So he's got a lot of detective work ahead of him?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And the second part of my question is, on my steer axle, are they still requiring 24-5 rubber in order to go to a 14,000-pound steer?
Well, it's going to depend on the manufacturer's rating of the tire, whatever they've established the weight rating of the tire to be.
Okay.
That
so I could run the, I could still run the 22.5 floaters and still probably, if the manufacturer rated them for 14, I could run those legally.
Yeah, according to the safety regulations, as long as you don't exceed the weight rating of the tire, the established manufacturer's established weight rating. So
okay.
Like your example, you want 14 on the front, your tires are going to have to be rated for that.
Okay. All right, guys, I appreciate the answers and have fun in Vegas.
All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Wish I was there.